around the globe, transforming lives into legacies. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otterbill. And now, today's word.
Well, a few months ago, I started, I taught on Christ in you, the hope of glory. And it's a mystery to know that Christ is presently living in each and every believer. He lives in us as Jesus Christ, the resurrected one. And his living in us is not just a metaphor, it is a reality. Christ lives in us. But there is another side to the truth, and that other side is that we also live in Christ. Not only does he live in us, we live in him. And so today I'm beginning a series that I have titled In Him. In Him. And the subtitle for today is Our Union with Christ. And in this series, I'm going to explore not just Christ living in us, but what it means for us to live in Christ. And we would understand the strength and the full dimension of that phrase, in him we live and move and have our being. In him, Christ, we live. So let's begin with something that Jesus said to his disciples just before he went to the cross. And as you know, we've been looking at a lot of things Jesus said just before he went to the cross. So John chapter 14, verses 19 to 20. John's Gospel chapter 14, verses 19 to 20. And let's hear the words of Jesus. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. There are a few phrases I want you to underline. The first one is in verse 19. Because I live, you will live also. Because I live, you will live also. And then in verse 20, that I am in my Father, you in me, and I in you. Underline that. You in me, and I in you. Jesus spoke about a day when that knowledge will become real. It is generally believed that that day occurred on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit, who is another form of Christ, came upon the disciples. And Jesus said, in that day, you would know something. And there are two important thoughts in this passage I want you to note. The first is Christ in me. Christ in me. You in me, I in you. Christ in me. Christ in me means that he shares in my life. Christ in you, the hope of glory. When Christ comes into us, he steps into our lives with all his strength and all his power. When he is in me, he lives his life through me. When he is in me, he lives his life through me. And so when we say that Jesus Christ lives inside us, it means that he is living through us. He is living through us. It also means that he is present with us here on earth. So when Jesus is in us, he lives through us here on earth. You are not alone on this earthly walk. He lives and moves in me. As the song says, and he walks with me and he talks with me. He lives in me. Christ in you lives in you throughout your life here on earth. There is no place on this earth you can go as a Christian and have Christ absent. Wherever you are, no matter the circumstance, no matter the situation, he is in you. Here on earth, he is in you. He is in you and with you and for you and working through you. That's the first thought. Christ in me. Everybody say Christ in me. Now, we've looked at that earlier, so I'm not going to belabor that. But the second point, which is going to be the basis of my teaching for some time now, is that I am in Christ. Not only is he in me, but I am in him. In other words, I share in his life. When he is in me, he shares in my life. When I am in him, I share in his life. They're two different things. They're two different things. He lives in me, he shares in my life. I live in him, I share in his life. It's possible to only share, allow him to share in our lives without us sharing in his life. But it's mutual. He lives in us, we live in him. To be in Christ also means that I am present with him in heaven. When he is in me, he is present with me on earth. When I am in him, I am present with him in heaven. I share in his heavenly life, even though I am currently here on earth. I am seated with him in heavenly places. I have access to his authority, and I have access to his power. These two truths are very critical to the quality of your Christian life. And we have to master them, not just know them factually or know them as something the Bible, but we must know them as something we live by. Christ is in us, and we are in Christ. It's not the same truth. It's two sides of truth, but it's not the same truth. Christ is in us, and we are in Christ. To understand what it is to be in Christ, I'll take you to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 21 to 23. 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, 21 to 23, tells us that there are two representatives. As a matter of fact, God sees all humanity in only two ways. In two ways. There are probably about 7.5 billion people living on the planet. There are, when God looks at this planet and all the 7 billion people, he categorizes them only in two ways. And second, 1 Corinthians 15 tells us how God categorizes us. It says, for since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. But each one in his own order. Christ, the first fruits, afterward, those who are Christ at his coming. God sees the human race in a representational form. There are two representatives of the human race, Adam and Christ. Adam and Christ, that's all. Adam and Christ. And the Bible says that each one according to his order. That's a very interesting word, because the Greek word that is used and translated order means to be in rank or to be in arrangement. It was actually used to describe a regiment. A regiment is an arrangement of soldiers. And there are two regiments. The first regiment is led by Adam. The second regiment led by Christ. Only two. The Adam regiment, the Christ regiment. And each one according to his order. So there are people marching under Adam, And there are people marching under Christ. Very important. And when the Bible says in Adam, it says in Adam all die. So in Adam there is sin, there is death, there is condemnation. Adam represents the human race by natural birth. So we don't choose to be Adam. We are born in Adam. And note how the verse says, in Adam all die. So we are born in Adam. When you were born as a human being, you were in Adam. When I was born as a human being, I was in Adam. By natural birth, your parents were born, they were in Adam. Your grandparents were born, they were in Adam. Great-great-grandparents, in Adam. Your children will be born in Adam. Their children will be born in Adam. Why? Because they are human beings. And Adam is the first man. So in Adam, the Bible says, if that is all that we do and we are all in Adam, then there's no hope for us because in Adam all die. Then it talks about second thing, in Christ. Everybody say in Christ. In Christ there is salvation, there is life, there is glory. Christ represents the restoration of mankind. And we get to be in Christ by spiritual birth. By spiritual birth. So, I am born naturally in Adam. Every human being is naturally born in Adam. But at a certain point in my life, in your life, we change our regimen and come into Christ. And when we change our regimen and come into Christ, we are no longer seen as in Adam, although we are human beings, we are seen as in Christ. So in this life, you are either in Adam or in Christ. You are either in Adam or in Christ. That's a simple way to understand where people belong in this world. It's nothing about religion or whether they go to church or not go to church. It's whether they are in Adam or they are in Christ. If you are in Adam, all die. In Christ, all shall be made alive. And note that, although when it talks about Adam, it says, in Adam, all die. There's no choice in it. In Christ, all shall be made alive. There is a choice. So getting into Christ is not automatic. Getting into Christ is a choice you make. So at a certain point in my life, I have to choose that I'm not going to follow Adam again, and I'm going to move into Christ. And when I move into Christ, I participate in everything that is in Christ. When I stay in Adam, I participate in everything that is in Adam. I hope you're following me. So you are either in Adam or in Christ. You are either in Adam or in Christ. And in Christ, there is life. There is resurrection. There is salvation. There is new life. So, at a certain point in every human being's life, they have to decide whether they're going to die in Adam or they're going to change their regimen and be in Christ. And you do that simply by just stepping out from Adam into Christ in one moment of time. Just one moment. It doesn't take centuries. One moment you say, from now I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior instantly. You've moved from Adam and you are in Christ. And from that time onwards, everything that is in Christ, you have become a part of. You have ceased to participate in Adam's fall. You now participate in Christ's resurrection. In Christ, all shall be made alive. All shall be made alive. So let's explore a little further the phrase in Christ. What does it mean to be in Christ? What does it mean? The commonest description in the New Testament of a follower of Jesus is that he or she is a person in Christ. And the phrase in Christ, in the Lord, or in him occur about 165 times in the Pauline epistles. As a matter of fact, in the book of Ephesians alone, it occurs about 38 times. Most of Paul's writings, he talks about in Christ, in him, through him, for him, by him. And all of that is establishing something. What does it mean when the Bible says we are in Christ? Not Christ in us, but we are in him. What does it mean? Four things it means. Number one, it means identity. We are known through him. When we are in Christ, we take on his identity. We are seen through who he is. We lose our own identity, and who he is becomes who we are. So when I am in Christ, my identity changes. If you read the Pauline epistles, he says, in Christ there is neither male nor female. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither Greek nor Gentile nor Jew. In Christ, a new identity emerges. When you are in Christ, something about you naturally changes. The way you are known naturally changes. Your identity changes. So, number one, to be in Christ means to have a new identity. And I'm going to explore this in this series. Secondly, to be in Christ means intimacy. Intimacy. It means to be deeply united with him. We don't live in him passively. We live in him actively. Intimacy. Intimacy. Thirdly, to be in Christ means inheritance. We share in what he has. We sit where he sits. We share in his glory. If he is above all principality and power, we are also above all principality and power. That's our inheritance. When you are in Christ, you have identity, you have intimacy, you have inheritance. And number four, to be in Christ means impartation. We receive from him. What is in him flows to us. His grace flows to us. His power flows to us. And his wisdom flows to us.
Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otterbill,